You know, it's a comedy, although certainly there's some serious themes in it, but it's a very whimsical, quirky comedy.
The title of it doesn't sound like it.
No,
would
it doesn't.
Be.
It sounds serious,
yes,
doesn't it?
It sounds very heavy.
No, it's a cast of very eccentric characters and a single woman who kind of navigates her way through all of them, because she's picked up a cell phone from a dead man in a cafe, and suddenly gets entangled in his life at that point, or I guess post death, with his family and mistress and brother and mother.
All right, so the question is, from the very get-go, why did she do that?
Well, you know, she's literally just sitting in a cafe, I think like a lot of us have done, writing a thank you letter is what it says at the top of the play, and the man sitting next to her, his cell phone starts ringing, and she asks him to turn it off, and he doesn't, and she pleads with him to turn it off, and he doesn't, and then the only thing she can suddenly think of to do is to answer it. And then suddenly she realizes she's involved herself in his life.
How
and
easy
death.
It could happen.
Absolutely.
To all of us.
Yeah, and she becomes a little bit obsessed at that point with answering his phone. And then with comforting the people who he's left behind at that point. So
I'm just too logical. I'm thinking at some point the battery's going to die.
You know, actually they talk about that, and she actually says that she will keep charging it for as long as she lives. She becomes so embroiled in everything that's happened to him and in finding out who he was and how she can help the people who are left that the phone becomes a real kind of obsession for her.
So tell me about the cast. How many people are in it?
Sure. There's myself and then Sarah Morrissey, who plays the mother, who is wonderful, and Tim Altmaier, who plays the dead man, Gordon. Nicole.
He doesn't have to talk much, I guess.
No. We'll let you come see and learn. Tim is a. I'll just say, Tim is playing the dead man. But Tim is an excellent actor. Broadway credits. He's a professor now at the University of Florida. So there's more for him to do than
does
than
it go
sit
back
on stage
and reflect on early parts of his life,
you know,
or something.
The play is actually kind of like I said, it's whimsical and it's a little bit nonlinear. So there are a lot of things that happen in it that, although the story in my mind is very easy to follow, that aren't necessarily realistic. So he has a really wonderful monologue at the top of the second act. Wonderful. And then Nicole Hamilton, who's the lead, Jean, who's a grad student at the University of Florida, and Tanise Johnston, who's playing the mistress, and Matt, whose suddenly last name I cannot remember right now, but Matt is playing the brother, Dwight the brother, also the love interest.
So there was a total of how many?
It's me, Tanise, Nicole, Matt, Tim, and Sarah. There are six of us.
Wow.
Yeah.
And that's a small stage, so that's a lot of interaction.
It
are
is.
You all on stage at the same time?
Actually,
ever?
We're all almost on stage almost the entire show. There are a few scenes where it's one or two people, but for the most part, we're all at least present in one way or another for the entire show. So,
now, who wrote this play?
It's a play by Sarah Rule, who is a really interesting, fairly young contemporary playwright. She has a play on Broadway right now called In the Next Room, and the Hippodrome did a show of hers previously called Eurydice, I believe last season. So if people saw that and liked it, they can come back and see this one.
So if there's one thing you want to leave the listeners with on why they should come to this play and what they'll get out of it, tell us.
Sure. Dead Man's Cell Phone is a wonderful love story, but it's one of the best kinds of love stories because at first you don't recognize it as being that. And I think everybody will recognize in it the difficulties that you kind of have to overcome in modern society right now. All the distractions that we have and all of the things that actually kind of are keeping us from connecting. And my favorite part of the story is that Jean, at the end, after being obsessed with this phone, completely learns how to do that. So it's a lovely story. It's a really lovely story.
Cell phones have changed everything.
Yes.
I mean, this story wouldn't happen if we were relying upon the old traditional telephone hooked to the, a line, right?
Absolutely.
I mean,
absolutely. It's very specifically about cell phones. Not phones, not landlines, not, it's very specifically about cell phones. Yeah.